Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bitcoin is likely to drop after the halving. That's according to a report by JP Morgan. The bank's analysis of open interest in Bitcoin futures shows that the cryptocurrency is still considered overbought. According to its analysis, Bitcoin's price of $61,200 is above the bank's volatility-adjusted comparison with gold, which sets it at $45,000 and its projected production cost of $42,000 after the halving. JP Morgan also notes that venture capital funding remains subdued despite the recent crypto market resurgence and says the biggest impact of the halving will be felt by mining companies. New Zealand starts a digital cash consultation. The consultation paper asked its citizens to respond on the digital cash design, whether or not interest should be paid, and if there should be holding limits. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand is considering a $2,000 holding limit, which is similar to the digital euro's benchmark. The consultation paper said that digital cash could boost competition in the country's payments landscape by supporting new types of money and payment services from the private sector. Central banks around the world have been exploring issuing their own digital currencies, otherwise known as central bank digital currencies or CBDCs, following the rise in popularity of crypto over the last couple of years. And 12 New York jurors have begun deliberations to decide the fate of crypto trader Avi Eisenberg. They will be deciding whether Eisenberg's October 2022 trades on Mango Markets, which netted him $110 million, were fair game or fraud. Prosecutors have argued that Eisenberg engaged in market manipulation, trading large sums of Mango perpetual futures contracts between himself to pump the price, then using his newly created collateral to fool the platform into allowing him to drain $110 million in various cryptocurrencies via the platform's borrow function. Eisenberg faces up to 20 years in prison. That's it for CoinDesk Daily. Get more updates on CoinDesk.com, and we'll see you next time.